every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is 8 o'clock, Rosie on the House, first Saturday of the month. So we have Farm Bureau in with us talking farm fresh commodities that are coming out of Arizona fields and ranches straight to your dinner plate or breakfast plate or lunch plate or snack plate, whatever the case may be. We've got spokeswoman Julie Murphy in with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Romy, and happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. Because it's Independence Day, we also have Dr. Dean from Grand Canyon University in to talk about history, and he's gonna weave Independence Day history all through the broadcast. And if you listen and pay attention, at the end of each hour, we're gonna use content from the hour. And if you can kind of fill in the blank via text, we're giving away American flags made in America by Valley Forge Company.
Good morning.
Good morning. So hit us with the first little caveat, and then we'll get into our one of my family's favorite farm commodities, pickle.
Yes.
Well, the main thing about Independence Day is that we celebrate a day that not a lot happened, but some bureaucracy in Congress today, where they approved the wording of the document that they eventually signed and sent off to the king and all that stuff. But today was John Adams thought it was kind of a letdown day, that the real day we should have celebrated was July 2nd, the day that Congress actually declared independence. And then they had a couple of days to argue about the language and the wording and stuff, which is why we adopted the Declaration of Independence on this day.
It's pretty incredible that they could go from rough draft to printed final version in 2 days.
Handwritten. Very nicely, a cursive handwritten.
And this was a bunch of, and correct me if I'm wrong, like you always do, this is a bunch of Quakers that have been raised by the good book saying, pay unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and they are basically throwing Caesar out the boat.
In a sense, not just Quaker upbringing, but their sensibilities, they were Englishmen. They weren't really thinking about a revolution, a overthrow of their government when they started this movement. Obviously, there was some conflict with the with Lexington and Concord. But they actually came to this kind of moment when the congressman from Virginia stood up and proposed, hey, we need to really be independent. And that really got the wheels turning kind of things, as opposed to trying to keep negotiating with Parliament and the king on how to administrate the colonies and all that kind of stuff.
I think it's interesting, all the things July 4th is not.
Right. It's not the day that they signed the Declaration. It's not the day that Thomas Jefferson penned the document. It's not the day that they sent it to England or that it was read in England. It's the day that they adopted the final language, kind of a little denouement to the actual real Declaration, which was July 2nd, when they said, yes, let's revolt. So...
Hallelujah. Well, after my tour of Europe, I couldn't be more grateful for what they did. I'll tell you that right now.
And if they hadn't, we wouldn't be able to sit here and talk about pickles, something that every American will eat an average of 8 pounds each year. We skew that.
Yes. And, you know, our pickles are the base for that is our cucumbers, which commercially in Arizona, we don't grow them like we used to. Because we're missing one of the more significant, and this is history at play, companies that actually produce or would purchase from our Arizona farmers the cucumbers and then turn them into pickles. And anybody, for the most part of the 20th century, anyone riding a horse or driving a car with the windows down on the 1400 block of East Van Buren Street in downtown Phoenix would encounter the distinct and savory aroma of pickles and olives. Can anybody tell me why? We're into trivia right now. That would be the Arnold Pickle and Olive Company, and it was started by William and Betsy Arnold, who moved to Arizona from Iowa in in 1905. They launched their company in 1909, and it continued into the 1990s. So because of the Arnold Pickle Company, a lot of our Arizona farmers were growing them commercially for them. And so we've been local, even when local wasn't cool. I like to say that a lot because we don't realize that in our agriculture history here in Arizona, a lot of that began with a lot of these local farms and selling locally. So that's kind of the history that I'm hoping that we can chat about a little bit today. I don't actually have a farmer until the very end of this first hour segment. Stephanie Smallhouse, Arizona Farm Bureau's president, is going to come on. But I thought, you know what? Since we're talking about pickles, it would be scandalous if we didn't mention the pickle, the Arnold Pickle and Olive Company here in downtown Phoenix. It is, again, it no longer exists, but it's so much history. In fact, one of the other fun things that I like to tell about this, several years ago, I wrote about it, and I put it on our Arizona Farm Bureau blog on azfb.org. In fact, if anybody goes to that site, all you have to do is literally just plug in into the search bar Arnold Pickle and this article will come up. But when they first launched in 1909, they used to, once they would make these vats of pickles and sauerkraut and all this other stuff, with a team and wagon, they delivered cured olives, horseradish, and sauerkraut. And the products were literally just ladled from the bulk containers into the housewives or the customers' bowls. And the other cool thing that I love to tell people about this story is to sell their product to customers. And so this was direct to your door delivery type of, you know, agriculture back in the early 1900s. So in order to deliver to their customers in the East Valley, they'd cross the Salt River using Hayden's Ferry. Now, that is a bit of trivia that most of us don't realize. When they were done with a day's worth of home-to-home selling, think of that, back in the day of the buggy, the wagon and the buggy, or the wagon and the horse, rather, they'd return empty with a successful day of selling their product and back at the riverbank. William, again, he was the founder. It was William and Betsy Arnold. Would put rocks in empty containers so they wouldn't float away. Then he'd swim the team and float the wagon, and this would save another 50 cents because he already had spent 50 cents crossing over. He wanted to save a little bit of money coming back.
And the Hayden Ferry, I mean, this was because the river was still running before we had it dammed up. So, you know, you drive across it on the Mill Avenue Bridge or Hayden Rule Bridge, but there used to be a ferry across that river.
Yes.
And a lot of these cucumbers were grown in Snowflake Taylor area, which ties in perfectly because our Arizona staycation is back and our winter is going to Snowflake Taylor this weekend to stay at the Heritage Inn.
Well, after taking a break for a few months for obvious reasons, our Arizona staycation with Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford is back. We have guests that are going to Taylor, Arizona, and a place that is no stranger to Rosie on the House staycations because we've been there before, the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast. Craig and Joanne Gruderian, who run the place. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is one of the oldest historic homes in Arizona.
Well, the house itself was built in the 1890s.
A beautiful brick, a Victorian pioneer home.
Yep, that's right.
So when it comes to a stay at the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast, what would I be looking forward to?
Well, what you'd be looking forward to is a red brick building with white picket fences, green lawns, and lots of roses in the garden. A bit reminiscent of an English country garden, even an English country house.
Joanne, I suspect you're not from Arizona originally, just based on the accent.
No, Texas.
Okay. Yeehaw.
She's kidding, of course.
Of course. Absolutely, yeah. And how long have you had the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast?
Well, we actually bought the Bed and Breakfast 11 years and 5 days ago. We just celebrated our 11th anniversary here.
Wow, congratulations. That's great. That's really great.
Yeah, it is. And then the inside of the Bed and Breakfast, all the rooms have, you know, the antique style furniture as well. They all have their own bathroom, which some people, when they think of a bed and breakfast, they're like, ooh, we have to share a bathroom.
No communal bathrooms. I love it.
Yeah.
And how about the grounds around the home?
We've got lots of lawns and rose beds and apple trees, and people can relax in the hammock that we hang up underneath two apple trees. So fountain in the courtyard.
I look at it as the perfect getaway. If you've been working from home for months or you've been cooped up with the kids and all that, and you just want to get out and relax, this is the place to be.
Yep, it is. And sometimes people, they'll check in and they'll say, well, what is there to do in the area? And I'm like, well, how about just relax? And they try it. And they're like, you know what? That was a good suggestion.
Suddenly, 2 days go by just like that.
Yep.
But the Petrified Forest is nearby, Canyon de Chelly National Monument, too, as
there's
well.
There's a lot to do, really, in the area. And then there's historical home tours, too, if anybody's interested in that.
And, guys, if you're listening, there's the municipal golf course in Snowflake, so you've got a chance to go hit 18.
Actually, there's 27 holes here in Snowflake.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's been 27 holes ever since we've been here. So they did expand. They started at 9 and then 18, and then they added another 9.
Do you play golf, Greg?
Yes, we both play golf.
Oh, great. Have you tried all 27 holes in one day?
Probably not. I'm not. Maybe. I don't know.
That would be a long day. So for those that want to stay at the Heritage Inn, what kind of safety features have you implemented?
Naturally, the way we have our B&B set up, we naturally social distance people from each other. We don't make people sit all at one table for breakfast all at the same time. We separate people out. At this time of year, a lot of people eat outside. We don't really have a big lobby area, so people don't mingle. They tend to either just hang out by themselves outside or in their room or they're off doing something. We do take some extra precautions as far as the keys that we hand out when they turn them in. We hit them with a peroxide mixture that we've come up with that kills anything that might be on there. So, I mean, we expect people to be responsible for themselves and take care of themselves, really.
So that's the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast in Taylor, Arizona, which is next to Snowflake. How about a phone number and website address?
Okay, well, the phone number is 928-536-3322. And the website is heritage-inn.net.
It's a beautiful place, the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast. If you'd like to go on the next staycation with Rosie on the House, go to rosieonthehouse.com, look under the staycation tab, and register.